This is the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson podcast.
We're in Sydney this morning, of course, because we were lucky enough to take a whole bunch of listeners along to the Opera House to see Ed Sheeran.
Wow.
Oh, it was heaving.
Yeah, and he's so much better than I thought as well. Like, he just exceeded all expectations. He was so mind-blowingly good.
Did you think it was going to be bad?
No, I never thought it was bad. I thought it would be really good. But he was, I was like, goosebumps the whole time.
Seeing it live is different, isn't it? Because we hear it a lot on the radio.
Yes,
like, a lot.
Quite a bit, yeah.
And then you see it live and it's like, what? There's just one little dude on the stage doing all that.
He did everything.
I know, on his own. He just commands the stage like a true, absolute lord of professionalness.
So you're going to hear more across the day, more highlights from the Red Room, but here's a little bit of a taste. Last night at the Opera House, Nova's Red Room, Ed Sheeran. It was good.
Oh, that's not enough. Let's play more.
Yeah, we'll hear more across the day. And everyone had those, we had like little wristbands that lit up during the song. That was cool.
Well, we got a little letter, remember, when we first got there that said, this is a surprise for Ed, so don't turn it on before the show. And Shane turns his on before the show.
Yeah, I would stop flashing. I was like, oh my God, what do I do? What do I do? Anyway, he was just frothing on stage. It was the first time he'd done it, like performed as a concert in like over a year or something like that, I think he was saying. He absolutely loved it. We did as well. All our listeners did as well, guys. But if you want more, see a bit more footage, check it out, novafm.com.au. You can head on there and check out some highlights of the Ed Sheeran Red Room.
Lots of famous people there too.
Yes.
Shane Lowe.
Yeah.
Good,
no, yeah.
Shannon Noll.
Yep.
Casey Chambers.
Russell Crowe.
Apparently Russell.
Yeah.
Oh, is this allowed?
Are we allowed to say this?
Yeah, let's do it.
I heard the rumour that Russell hung out with Ed and had a few tequilas.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, after the show. Where though? I tried to find him.
Nowhere near us.
I know. Oh, so
can
annoying.
You imagine going after the show and having more drinks, guys? I mean, who?
Why would you do, that?
Why would anyone do that?
Especially when you're going to get up this early, you know. Why would you do that? Silly idea.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
Something pretty incredible happened to Hayley Pearson in the lobby of our hotel.
This is just, I was fizzing all last night. I was so excited. So we're in a hotel. We're checking in. I'm starving. I'm seeing red because I'm just so hungry. So I go into the lift and you guys are downstairs. I'm by myself with about 7 American men, elderly men. And I'm thinking, because they're talking in their American accents, I'm like, oh, they're probably here for some bowls tournament or something. I don't know.
Good. Cross stitch.
Well, they were, you know, they were the great, they had a bit of grey hair, yep. Silver fox. Anyway, most of them got out except for one of them, and we were both going up to the 10th floor. So everybody got out.
I know.
10th floor. Oh, hello. Someone's doing well.
Anyway, they all got out, and I'm standing with this one American guy who turns to me and is like, so what are you doing in Sydney? That was really bad.
Sorry, did you say American?
So cool. Yeah.
Oh, you said American,
I'm
but the accent wasn't. Yeah, that's all right.
Shame.
That's okay. No, it's fine.
What are you doing in Sydney? And I'm like, oh, I'm here to see Ed Sheeran. Then I thought, oh, I might as well ask what you're doing. What are you doing in Sydney? And he goes, well, I'm the Beach Boys, and we're playing tonight.
Oh.
The Beach Boys.
You met a Beach Boy. Unbelievable.
So I get out of the lift, and at this point I start to, like, the fizz starts. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm with a Beach Boy right now. And by myself with him. And then he starts going, stuff Ed Sheeran, don't go to Ed Sheeran, come to our show. And then hands me his personal business card with his mobile number.
Yeah. How weird.
Yeah.
How awesome.
And then I tried to act really cool. I told him my life story about how I went to America when I was 15 and I used to listen to the Beach Boys on my Walkman.
God. Oh, God.
And then I tried to act cool, got into my hotel room and called my husband and all my friends and you guys. I was like, the Beach Boys.
I couldn't find them anywhere.
Oh.
I grew up with them as well, listening to them on tape.
Oh, yes.
As I went to sleep, I reckon they're one of the reasons I love music so much.
They are just there.
And there they were.
They were there. They were on our level. They wanted us to go to the show, and it was just so cool.
One of them went up to George, who works at Nova, and he's got a giant Ned Kelly beard, and he just started touching George's.
Yeah.
George's beard.
Yeah.
Like he touched it.
Yeah.
With his fingers.
I think he wanted to be friends with us.
George will never wash that beard again.
No.
Never.
More than usual. He doesn't get washed anyway. It's quite clean. What a great celebrity to bump into. That's what we want to know right now. 13, 24, 10.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
We are asking you, which celebrity have you bumped into after Hayley Pearson bumped into a Beach Boy at the lobby of the hotel? Huge celebrity bump into.
Yeah, big. Just in the lift, there's the two of us, me and a Beach Boy. Yeah.
Oh. Is that the biggest celebrity you've ever bumped into?
Yes. I was so excited. I don't know why, because I grew up with the Beach Boys, I think, and it was just like, oh my God, you're my childhood and I'm meeting you. Oh. And I was too embarrassed to have a selfie. I really wanted to ask for that, but I didn't. I wanted to act cool. Like, I didn't really care. Yeah. His name is Jeffrey Forskett. I didn't recognise him at all. I thought he was a lawn bowls player, but anyway. Oh.
Dylan Lewis, you're a fan of a stealthy. You've bumped into a few celebrities in airports.
So. Well, I don't bump into them. I avoid them, and I don't go near them. I don't want to annoy them, but I do like to get a stealthy, which is a selfie, but with them in the background in the distance.
And who's the biggest celeb you've got?
Yeah.
Got Manu the other day.
My kitchen room.
Potato five. Marissa's on the phone. She's in Sterling listening to the show this morning. Good morning, Marissa.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Who have you bumped into?
Well, I've bumped in heaps of celebs because I was a chef working in London, but one of the biggest ones was Mike Myers, actually. I almost bumped into him coming out of the lift with a big pot of sauce, which I almost spilled on him. So that was pretty embarrassing, but he was pretty cool about it.
Did you have a selfie with him?
No, because they're not allowed to, unfortunately, because when you work, you've got, you know, any photos or autographs or anything like that. So
You had a pot of sauce to hold onto, I guess, as well.
Yeah, exactly. I would have chucked it all over him.
Yeah, where's the sauce? More sauce. Thank you for ringing through, Marissa. Still to come on... still to come on the show, guys. Oh, wait, we've got another call.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
The lovely Marita has called
Marita.
Through.
Marita, morning.
Hi, Marita.
It's Merida.
Oh, Merita, sorry. Our bad. What's your story?
Sorry.
That's okay. I was on a small plane going from Sydney to Newcastle, a 12-seater, and this old man was playing with my son, who was a baby at the time, and it ended up being Lou Reed.
Wow.
Nice.
And he gave us tickets to his concert that night. So my son's first concert was a Unplugged Lou Reed concert.
That is cool.
It is very cool.
Thank you for sharing your story. Appreciate it this morning. If you bumped into Celebrity 2, let us know. 13, 24, 10. Ring any time. We've got an open phone policy.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
Yes, we had to do a bit of travelling to the Opera House, to the Red Room, and I'm a terrible flyer. Talked about this a lot on the show. I just can't think of anything worse. I say a little prayer before I...
So do I.
Do you?
Yeah, I was so happy that I found out that you're the same, like a morbid flyer like I am.
What prayer do you say?
Well, I just say, please don't let me die. Okay. I love my family.
Okay, nice. Let's listen to a prayer, more of just a...
A plea. You said off air that there is an actual prayer that you actually say.
Yep. Oh, what is it?
Dear God, guardian angel, I pray that you watch over me and everybody on this flight and keep us all safe until we arrive at our destination.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Did you make that up or is that like a thing?
No, I made it up.
Oh, so. I'm going to start using that too.
You can. Feel free.
I just put like a white light around me because I picture like the most horrendous things. Yeah. I'm not going to say what I do.
Oh, yeah. Really Hayley mentioned something different. And I haven't really had any trouble on a plane. It's just like I'm just terrified it's going to go down the whole time.
Yeah. And then you kind of work out, would you rather it go in water or on land?
Yeah.
You got to stop thinking.
Yeah.
Just distract yourself.
Yeah, with what, though?
Candy Crush.
Yeah, there it is.
That's what I do.
Can you play Pokemon Go on a plane?
No, but you can play Candy Crush.
Okay, good. But I was sitting, I remember once, I think this is what did it for me one time, terrible flight, sitting next to an old man, I think his name was Bob, we had a good conversation, and I wanted to move seats, and he goes, no, you can't move seats, because if the plane goes down, they won't be able to recognise the bodies.
Oh, don't!
I know. So that was what put me off flying.
The bodies?
Yeah.
My God.
So we travelled yesterday from Adelaide to Sydney to see Ed Sheeran, and one of our lovely listeners is 21. It's the first time she's ever been on a plane, ever.
Yeah. What
so she's
a great
been really
first,
worried. Yeah. Well, you'd think so, because it's just an easy flight to Sydney. But then when they got here, the weather decided to go, so they couldn't land in Sydney. And the pilot goes, oh, we don't actually have enough petrol just to fly around, so we're just going to take you to Melbourne now. If you don't have enough petrol to fly around, how do you get me to Melbourne? So she was like sitting on the tarmac as well after that, freaking out. So not the greatest experience.
No. Now, you're fine with playing Dylan Lewis because you're a traveller of the world.
Yes, I'm an international playboy.
You don't get nervous at all?
No. I try not to think about the fact that it's a really heavy tube in the air.
Yeah. Lots of people. How does it do it?
I don't want to think about it.
Has Apparently, it got worse since you had kids, though? Because you feel like they need to...
Well, you're making it worse.
Yeah. You should think about that. Yeah. This afternoon when you fly to Adelaide.
Cheers.
Well,
cheers.
Let's make it a lot worse for Dylan Lewis, because we're asking all the bad flies of Adelaide, if you're terrified of flying, if you don't like planes, get on the phone.
Yeah, we want to know why as well.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
Talking about bad flies, Hayley and I are really bad flies.
Really bad. Like bad really for each bad. Other. We shouldn't be near each other at all. Yeah, you should just bring it down.
You just don't fly then.
Yeah. Well, how will we get around?
We like going places.
Yeah, we've got to do things.
You don't like going places, Shane?
Yeah, no, that's true. I don't mind if I don't fly. I mean, happy to take the train somewhere.
Or a boat.
Happy to take a boat, guys. Have a big red boat. Let's ask you if you're a bad fly. Vicky is. We know that in Theberton this morning. Morning, Vicky.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, Vicky.
You're a bad flyer.
I get anxiety attacks. I remember catching the bus, missing my fly and catching the bus to go to Melbourne because I didn't want to catch a plane. But on the way back, I caught it. I'm terrible. husband goes overseas. Sorry?
No, continue.
My husband flies overseas every 2 years because we have a house overseas right on the beach. And all my friends just say, you are crazy.
Sorry.
And he leaves me for 6 whole weeks, and I think I should have caught that plane.
Thank you, Vicky. We feel your pain. We know what you're talking about. Leslie is a bad fly too. Leslie, good morning.
Guys, yes, I'm a terrifying... I hate flying. I hate it.
Yeah, now, does this stem from something, Leslie?
Well, I've never really liked it, but when my son was 4, my husband and I were flying to London, and we were walking to our seats, and he suddenly stopped, and he turned around, and he looked to us, and he said, I'm going to die on this plane.
Right.
And
Oh, my God.
And my husband said, it's okay. We think someone had said, you're going to die of boredom on the plane, but anyway, we're not sure.
He just dropped the word boredom. That's a very important word. Yeah. Don't drop it.
Thank you, Leslie. Sue on 13-24-10 as well. Sue, you're a bad flyer as well.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, she can't even talk about it.
No, there she is. Hi, Sue. Tell us about your fear of flying.
Oh, it's not mine. It's my daughter's. So she's on a flight from Sydney to Hawaii, and the pilot tells them that the flight's going to be a little bit longer than anticipated. And when she lands, she says, oh, we were a bit late, Mum. So apparently one of the engines had to be shut down.
No.
I said, that's all right. But I said, it's got 4. And so then she proceeded to look up the plane and found out it actually only had 2. So anywhere we fly now, she hangs on to the person next to them with grim death, buries her head into their shoulders if there's any air turbulence. So it takes one time.
Mm-hmm. I even to go so far to look at photos of the last photo that I had of myself and think, is that the photo they're going to use on news.com?
Shush,
when they say,
oh my gosh.
I know.
You're making it even
it's
more.
It's so bad.
Okay, Caitlin has rung through as well, St. Mary's. Good morning, Caitlin.
Morning, guys.
Bad flyer.
Oh, horrible flyer. I was at boarding school and I had to fly back to Kangaroo Island. Now they're a little tiny plane of like 24 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just come down, landed on KI, and next minute we know we're careering off into the paddock. All our landing and steering gear has gone.
Oh my gosh.
This is a bad thing to be talking about.
Yeah, no, I thought this would make us feel better.
No, we've all got to get on
aeroplanes
today.
Why are we doing this?
Yeah, I don't know why we're doing.
There's a whole lot of people listening who will be getting on planes today. You've ruined the day. Well done, guys.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
Being a Wednesday, we want to hear your coincidence.
Coincidence, coincidence, that's right, it's a coincidence.
Bria, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, bless.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, what's your coincidence, Dal?
Well, on my dad's 40th birthday, we went to a winery and the table we saw was that we like sat at was table number 40.
Oh no.
That's a coincidence.
Coincidence.
Beautiful story.
Abby's got one for us, Sue, for you as well, 13-24-10. Abby, what is your coincidence?
Well, when I met my husband, he had previously been out with a lady who was born on the 16th of May. Then he had a serious relationship with a lady who was born on the 17th of May. asked me when I was born, and I was born on the 18th of May in the same year.
Wow.
I know.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
Firstly, we need to talk about Married at First Sight because we cannot love the show anymore.
I know, you got me into this, Shane, and now I'm addicted.
Yes.
We've been waiting 72 hours for this cliffhanger the last couple of days when Lauren and Andrew, she phantomed on him. She did a Shane Lowe and just like, boom, disappeared.
Yeah.
Just like, into a puff of smoke.
Yes.
And left him after they got married. And so I've been waiting two nights to find out why on the show last night. We missed it because we were Ed Sheeran, but we've done a little catch-up this morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was because, A, when she saw him, he was too short because she's a tall girl.
Yeah.
I kind of get that.
Yeah.
And he didn't have kids, and she has kids, and she wanted someone to have kids. And B, she was just really stressed, so she left him.
Right.
Still not very nice.
Yeah, he was nice. Sad.
Yeah, he was really sad. That's mean.
Yeah.
On national TV.
I know. I felt emotional watching that because I hadn't watched it last week, clearly, because I couldn't talk about it properly on the radio.
Yeah, you had no idea, but you tried to pretend that
you'd
seen it.
But now I actually have seen it, and I see why everyone's digging it so much.
It's addictive.
Well, 7:30 tonight, back on Channel 9, we've given you an amazing Valentine's Day experience. So if you're single, we want a single guy and a single girl to ring through right now. 13:24:10, you can bring with you a wingman and wingwoman, and that way you can come down to the Adelaide Central Market. It is your destination for the best local produce every market day, guys. We know that.
Mm.
You come down, have a lunch. You get Jesse from Married at First Sight. He's got a little shop
He's
down there.
He's going to be there, yeah.
Yeah, be there, guys. So if you're single, ring now. 13:24:10. You can bring a friend, guys. Don't worry about that. Just an amazing lunch at the Adelaide Central Market.
And you get to meet Jesse.
Yeah, you get to meet Jesse.
Mm. He's the one who looks like Andrew G.
Does he? Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Osher.
All right, 13:24:10. Your chance to win that. Coming up next on the show.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
Thank you to Married at First Sight. Back on, of course, tonight, Channel 9, 7:30. Your chance to get along to a bit of a singles lunch, guys, at the Central Markets. Jesse from the show, of course, is going to be there. So we're asking singles, guys, girls, to ring through. You can bring a wingman or a wingwoman so you're more comfortable.
Bring wing.
Bring wing. Just a great way to have a great lunch at Adelaide Central Markets. And Ali is very keen to do this. She joins us right now. Ali, morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Ali. So you
are
looking good, very, very well. So you're single and you're looking for love?
Oh, God. Yes, I guess so. I'm single and I'm keen to come to lunch.
Okay.
Do you know what? It's going to be a beautiful lunch. Good. And even if there's no one there that you're into, it's just going to be beautiful food, and that's all that matters. Food is sometimes just as good as a lover.
True that. And
yeah,
there's
exactly.
No reason why that both can't be exclusive.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm open-minded.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah, you can bring food into the... I don't want to go into the...
Oh.
Well, I'm just saying.
I hate your stories about your home life, Shane.
That's why I'm here, guys. That's why I'm here.
Oh, I just got it. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're with me?
Yeah.
Oh, are you?
No, I'm not with you.
Okay,
with you.
All right, guys. More chances tomorrow for you to come along to a lunch at the Adelaide Central Market.
For more Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson, hit up novafm.com.au.